Steve Lindell has my, am I just speaking in this? All right. All right. Well, thanks for coming. It's been a great showing. And so I just want to appreciate kind of the partners that we have. And I'll turn it over to Marissa that runs our Indiana and Kentucky developments on the affordable housing side. But first of all, I just want to kind of say thanks to all the team members that we have on the TWG side of things. This takes an army to pull together. These deals are really, really tough. I think the mayor has seen this time and time again. You see buildings go up and you think, oh, that was easy. There's so much that goes on. It's literally a roller coaster that goes back and forth. And some days we're pulling our hair out trying to figure things out. So I've got some family members here as well. My parents are here, which thank you for teaching me good work ethic and how to, you know, make these things work. I think my dad's tagline as a kid was work plus more work equals success. So I think that's what you got to keep in mind when you're doing these projects is it's not easy. There's a lot of, you know, you guys can see the partners on this board. IHCA is a big part of that. Without their credits, this is a federal resource that gets handed down to the state level and they allocate those. And so it's a very competitive process. I think on average, probably one of three of these projects get awarded. So a lot of it comes down even to the local level. IHCA is a big portion of that. But if without that local support, these deals don't happen. So from the zoning side of things to support, it just doesn't happen. So thank you guys for, you know, supporting us. TWG's, I think, in 20 states now. And so we see a lot of different projects across the board. Some are really difficult. Some are easier than others. But again, I think it goes to this board here. It takes everybody on this as an army to figure it out. And so, again, I got my wife here as well. Thank you for putting up with the stress of this life of development. It's sometimes not very easy. So the property management staff is here as well. I think we're roughly 25% leased up, 15% occupied. We're finishing, obviously, a few little things. But overall, this has been a great attribute to the community. I grew up in Muncie. Muncie is a great place to live. I went to Claypool, Washington Carver, Northside, Muncie Central, and ultimately ended up at Ball State. I still live in Yorktown, so don't leave Muncie. It's a great place to, you know, raise a family. My parents live just down the road. Glad Tidings is here as well. I went to churches down the road here. So I think Delaware County in general is very philanthropic. They support, you know, the people that need it the most. And we'll hand it off to Marissa to kind of talk about our partners.
Thank you. Perfect. Just making sure. Well, thank you, Ryan, for the introduction. And as Ryan mentioned, I'm Marissa Knatzer with TWG Development. I myself am also a Muncie native, so it's been really exciting to see this grand opening happen here in the community that I grew up in. For those of you that don't know much about Riverbend Flats, it's a 60-unit apartment community that has 2- and 3-bedroom units. So this program, as Ryan mentioned, was made possible by IHCDA's Rental Housing Tax Credit Program. And so with that program, we've committed to restricting rents for those individuals and households making between 30 and 60% of the area's median income. And so by doing that, we're creating more housing opportunities for the Muncie community at a variety of income and rent levels, helping make housing more attainable for all. So we're really fortunate to have that opportunity here. Riverbend Flats has so many great amenities. We have a really nice clubhouse with a fitness center. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, I highly recommend doing so. We're having a free bike share program where we will offer bikes for residents to check out to use amongst the community. We have free Wi-Fi in every unit and in all the common areas. And then a lovely playground, community garden beds, and services offered by the Muncie Mission to help residents get more connected with the Muncie community. So with all of these great amenities and this great community, none of it would be possible without our incredible partners that we've worked with. So I first want to thank IHCDA for allowing Riverbend Flats to be part of this Rental Housing Tax Credit Program. We're very grateful for all the opportunities it offers. For merchants, for partnering with us to provide equity and financing. Same with Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust for providing financing. And then also the Muncie Mission for providing services. And last but absolutely not least, the City of Muncie for all of your support and welcoming us into the community. As Ryan said, these communities take so much time and effort into it. So to all the groups and individuals that have played a part in that, we're incredibly thankful for your time, effort, and support. So I would love to hear from some of our partners. Mayor, if you'd like to come up and say a few words.
Thank you, Marissa. You know, as you look at this, and I don't know how many of you have had the chance to go inside, the units are incredible. I'm just extremely impressed with what TWG has accomplished here and what the teams have done. But I want you to think back to the broken down, vacant shopping center that was here. And so I'm thankful to, you know, Gretchen's here, and I know community development, as part of our incentives, tore down that shopping center. It was ugly. It was vacant, and now we've got a playground. We've got a community garden. We have a lot of trees as part of our 1,000 Trees in 1,000 Days program, and you have some beautiful apartments with some very, very reasonable rents. Brand new apartments for some reasonable rents, and that's what we were trying to accomplish. So I'm just thrilled that we were able to put this together. I remember that first year we submitted 4 different housing developments, and this was one of the 2 that got accepted, and it's the first one that's open. And it says a lot about TWG and their ability to go from start to finish. They certainly are the quickest, and we're greatly appreciative of that. It's also brought some other things to this neighborhood. So when you build new and when you build top quality, I do think it also provides other sparks. And so I know Pizza King decided to buy and build across the street, and there are some other things in the works as well. So we're just really excited that we were able to partner with TWG on this project. Thank you, Marissa, and the state. I know you're here today. So we appreciate everybody. And the efforts of all the different people that were involved, and you can see some of them listed here. Just very thankful and excited and thrilled to find out today when I walked in that there were 25% already leased, and they haven't really started leasing even part of that other building yet. So this is, I think it's a great success for our community, and we look forward to what it does for this particular area, the southeast side of town. So thank you. I don't know who you have next.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mayor, for those kind words. I would love to have Stacy Orr with the Muncie Mission come up and say a few words, if you wouldn't mind. Sorry to make you trek all the way up here.
We just checked out one of those awesome units. Well, we are so excited to be part of this project. For the mission, we've just grown a lot over the last several years, but this is our first kind of major housing partnership. And so we already do a lot of outreach in the community, so we're just so excited to be a part of it and really link up families experiencing homelessness or families who come to, you know, this community really needing an affordable, safe option for themselves and their families. So we are just so excited. We will be partnering with the leasing office and the residents to provide several different services like referrals to clothing and food pantries. We have a new medical clinic open, so we will be linking folks to medical services. So we're just really excited to wrap around this new little community here in Muncie and really plug them in to whatever the need might be.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Stacy. Yeah, we're very excited to be working with the mission on this development and excited to see all of the things that it has to offer for our residents. Up next, I would love to have our IHCDA representative, Jake Sipe, to come up and say a few words.
Well, good morning, and thank you all for coming out today. This is such a great event. I first just want to thank the folks from TWG for the vision that they had here with Riverbend Flats. Obviously, the property itself has some challenges, and understanding the type of affordable housing that can positive impact it can have on stabilizing property values for the surrounding neighborhoods as well. And then just taking that eyesore and turning it into housing for people with a variety of different incomes and rent levels to have a place to live here in Muncie. And as it was said earlier, you know, what a great place to live and to raise a family, have 2 and 3 bedroom units that are affordable, that are safe and decent. All those things coming together at one site is really a great accomplishment. I also want to mention that also because of our chair of our board is Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch. And so I want to thank her for her leadership and recognizing the positive impact that these types of developments can have across our state. I also want to thank the mayor for his vision and his leadership and also understanding how housing can have a positive impact, not only on the property values, but also on people's lives and the quality of place and the quality of life that's being created here as well. So thank you, Mayor, for your leadership. I know it's not just this property, but all throughout the city, the work that you've done in creating housing at different price points, whether it be affordable or market rate housing. So with that, I just want to congratulate everyone. I should mention the tax credit program has been brought up. That's the most powerful tool, financing tool that we have to create housing that's attainable at a variety of different price points. And so that comes with private and public partnerships. As you mentioned, you see you have lenders, you have equity investors from the private sector, all coming together to provide the financing to ensure that we have developments like this. So I do want to make sure that everyone understands the positive impact and the power of the low-income housing tax credit has here in our state. So with that, thank you very much for inviting me to be here.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Jake, for saying a few words. Last, I would like to invite State Representative Sue Arrington to say a few words.
Thank you, and thank you all for being here. It's a beautiful day and a beautiful project that's practically finished. I know I have a friend who lives over in this area, and I visit her every couple of weeks. So I come down Burlington or a Memorial and look right at this property. And for so long, it was really sad to see how the Marsh store and the rest of the shopping center had gone downhill. And, you know, I'd think, oh, I hope we can get something in here. So when I saw this starting to be built up and now I see it near completion, it really makes me happy to see that this land is being put to good, productive use for something that's needed. Affordable housing is, I mean, it's needed all over the state. And TWG and the other partners here really are ahead of the legislature. A couple of years ago, well, I guess it was last year, we formed an affordable housing task force that looked at what were the needs for Indiana in affordable housing. Because Muncie's not the only place that's needed projects like this. And so the task force made their report. This year we began to work on a couple of the recommendations. And House Bill 1005 was the major piece of that. I mean, we're ahead of the game, but maybe there'll be another project that we want to do here in Muncie that can benefit from what was done in the legislature this year. I'm looking forward to seeing this 100% occupancy, and I suspect it won't be all that long. I'm glad to hear that it's multiple types of people that are renting, from seniors to families to people who are disabled. And so I want to congratulate and thank everyone who's been involved with this project. And as I go visit my friend, I'll keep looking to see what's going on here. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good catch. All right. Well, again, I just want to thank all of our partners and everyone that has worked on this project for being here. We really appreciate everything that you've done that goes into this community. I'll have Ryan come back up to close us out, but I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Marissa. Another round of applause, please. Thank you. So, as you guys were speaking, too, I remembered my first job was at Marsh, so it's full circle that we tore down a marsh, and the marsh on Tillotson was the cleanest marsh in Indiana, so I'm going to take all the credit because I was great at cleaning toilets and putting up baby food. So, we will do actually, let me back up one step. Again, on the state agency side of things, legislatively, Sue, there is a new state tax credit program that came out that Jake and his team are kind of running with. Those applications are due July 3rd. So thank you for what you guys are doing to even expand the program. I mean, without those tools, it's getting harder and harder to do. Before COVID, this is probably a prime example. This was in the middle of COVID where you couldn't get construction materials. The prices were going crazy. Interest rates went crazy. Switchgear is nearly impossible to get, which is part of the delay we had here. And so it's a lot of hurdles to pass to get there. And so even the state has stepped up whenever we need help to try to fill those gaps, and even the city side of things. This is a bipartisan program, and so it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, everybody needs housing. And so we need those resources, so thank you for you guys' support. Without those things don't happen.